And welcome back to Rosie on the House, celebrating this Memorial Day weekend. Hope we are serving as your patriotic weekend wake-up call this weekend. If you're a subscriber to the Arizona Republic, you'll find an article I wrote this morning in the home section of the newspaper about displaying the rules and proper ways to display the true colors of your home. And even in the research I've done for that article, which we have had published in the past in the Arizona Republic for 4th of July and Memorial Day, I would hope all of you that are listening right now, I think we'll make it a rule, Mike, our call screener, and Jennifer and Romy, that no call screening gets done. If you're not displaying Old Glory, you don't get on Rosie on the House show this morning, okay? We're gonna all make a pact to that. So get Old Glory on display if you're not sure how to do it, to hang it, to put the bunting out, how to put it up on the – everybody knows how to put it up on the flagpole, but it seems like people get confused when they're hanging it. Which side does the blue go on and which side does the stripes go on? So it's all right there in the Arizona Republic, today's edition of Your Home. Here with Dr. David Dean from Grand Canyon University talking about the inauguration of Memorial Day and its establishment as a national holiday. And certainly Arizona has had its recognizable veterans, and we'd sure like to remember all of them.
Right. One of the things that's kind of interesting is that Arizona, of course, has only been a state for just over 100 years or so. So our participation has really been in the 20th century wars, where 3,000 Arizonans have made that sacrifice, and we're proud of that service to our country. We also, in recent times, have, a couple hundred or so that have sacrificed in our current engagements in Afghanistan and Iraq. And so we do want to make sure that we think about not only just nationally the Memorial Day, but locally also.
Absolutely. Some of the more notable Arizonans through the history that have actually gone down. Tell the story of Luke, Frank Luke Jr.
Well, what's interesting about Frank Luke Jr. is that he was a Phoenician, and he went into the Air Force, served in World War I, and became America's number two ace. They called him the Arizona Balloon Buster because of his ability to shoot down the German balloons that were observing the battlefields, or might sometimes they would throw bombs over the sides at their enemy and whatnot. And so he shot down several planes and whatnot, and he really is credited with shooting down 14 German balloons, 4 airplanes, and these 18 victories in just 10 missions over a course of 8 days, unsurpassed by any other pilot during World War I. And Eddie Rickenbacker, the America's number one ace, was very complimentary of Luke's service and whatnot. He died actually in September 29th of 1918 in the Battle of the Meuse Argonne. And his plane, the SPAD 13, the plane that he flew, 80% of it is still complete and everything and has been restored and whatnot, is actually on display in Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport Terminal 3.
I didn't know that. Wow.
How do we miss that?
And this is the same Luke.
Because Southwest is in Terminal 4.
But we were just in 3 this week.
We were.
Yeah. That plane that you go underneath on the escalator?
Yeah.
That's Frank Luke Jr.'s plane.
I don't think they've done a good enough job of commemorating that. I know the plane you're talking about. I don't know where the plaque is that describes that is the actual plane.
I'm not sure that there really is kind of a big marker about that, but
maybe we need to fix that.
They need to change that. And this is Frank Luke Jr. Died in 1918 during World War I, the Argonne Offensive. The Argonne area of France has sure seen its fair share of battles, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, the Germany and France have historically traded that territory back and forth quite a bit. During World War I, of course, the trench warfare and whatnot, it just ground to a halt in that area because the technology outpaced the tactics of that war. And so a tremendous loss of life, very bad battle conditions and whatnot. And the airplane was just making kind of its battlefield debut. And so Eddie Rickenbacker said of Luke that he was the most daring aviator and the greatest fighter pilot of the entire war. His life is one of the brightest glories of our air service. And so, you know, we think about not just Frank Luke, but we also think about other aviators and things in our from Arizona that have gone off to war and served so well.
So every time you hear of or drive by or see the impact of Luke Airfield, which is now the home of the F-35, Romy and I have actually flown the F-16, F-18 simulators. That was an awful lot of fun, but hopefully for those of you Phoenicians now know, Luke Airfield was named after a Phoenician aviator killed in World War I.
That's incredible.
He was a Medal of Honor winner and two Distinguished Service Crosses as part of his citations. He shot down three German balloons, taking heavy fire from the ground for his Medal of Honor. And so just an incredible aviator and certainly one of many of our great heroes from Arizona.
I will say one of the things I've enjoyed about living in Whitman, they never fly on Sunday. But on Monday morning, our day's off at home, and I'm usually out in the yard all day long. There's a little auxiliary field they never land on in Whitman. They just kind of hover over it, come down to about 100 feet. But you get to see the fighters and the new F-35s, I mean, just all day long. And for the most part, you hear them coming in, and they're slow, and they're in formation. And you may hear a little engine thrust as they come back up. But every now and then, you'll hear one just throw the throttle down. And by the time you find it, you know, it's just this little speck just shooting up like a rocket.
Yeah, it's... Jennifer and I ride horses very often up north of Wickenburg, where they have, you know, aerial dogfights with phantom rockets and stuff. And it's just, it's awe-inspiring to see these guys come around the mountains. It looks like Mach 1 speed. And
oh, by the time you hear them, they're gone.
They're gone, yeah. And they're staging these dogfights, and you see the flares shooting and stuff like that. It's all you can do to just, wow, the power. Here, celebrating Memorial Day weekend at Rosie on the House with Dr. David Dean, professor of history at Grand Canyon University. More we get back, mentioning in particular some more memorable, notable Arizona veterans.